I don't know him that well either, I said to Sandra. Well, I know Jane, of course. I work with her, but I've never actually met him, Greg or something. I think, anyway, we've been invited to their wedding, that's all. It's in Ireland, it'll be fun. We'll have a night in Dublin and then head up country for the do. Saturday's drinks and dinner in Dublin were followed in the morning by a black and white pudding fry-up. Should I refer to it as an Ulster fry, I thought. I wasn't sure. I was wary about asking, because if I'd learned one thing from watching News at 10 with the old man in the 70s, just after World of War, it was that in this part of the world, slipping one word out of place might mean a right rough bio in a balaclava doing something similar to your kneecaps. So I kept stum, and we headed up country, towards the border. Bandit country, on the Sunday morning. There was a ceilidh in the village tonight, and the wedding was to take place in the Republic, in a Protestant church, on Monday. There was a loose arrangement to meet up in the hotel bar over the course of the day, and we pitched up quite early for G&Ts and Guinness. As I was ordering, I noticed the bar did a great trade in LucasAid. Never seen so much of the stuff stacked up along the shelves. We knew a few of the other guests who'd come over from London and got together during the afternoon. We agreed that as it was a big day tomorrow, we'd flee the ceilidh by, well, midnight. Well, 1 o'clock probably. The groom's brother was a chef and he cooked an Irish stew for which mug punters would happily pay £50 a plate for in the West End. At midnight, I was hiding the pints of Guinness that had been bought for me by well-wishers and friends I never even knew I had, stashing them behind doors in pot plants and the toilet cistern. At 3 a.m. I decided to finish off at least two of the 4 or 5 pints, which, despite my efforts to rid myself of the filthy brew, sat before me and mocked me. Me, a lightweight, after all these years. Back at the hotel, I stood by our friend Lucy and waited as she vomited delicately into the flowerbed. Wedding day, meet 11:30 a.m. in the hotel bar and off we go again. A few drinks, off to the church. I watched as a Catholic man entered a Protestant church with genuine fear in his eyes, actually hugging himself as if he might be struck down at any moment. And for a minute, well no, I didn't understand at all actually, I thought it was daft and superstitious, but hey-ho, it wasn't long before we were back in the pub. A pub in border country. Bandit country, where with our hats and flash suits and silk ties, we were somewhat overdressed and out of place. Never more so than when one of our party started chatting amiably about the family member who's a serving British soldier. Not to worry, a well-directed kick solved that problem, and in situations like that, you can see how violence might be the only answer, particularly when it's a case of saving one's own skin. So back we straggle, but there's no rush. It seems the deal is you have to drink at least another 8 pints before you get any food. There's a live band though, which is great, and we give it everything like you do, building up to the big midnight finish. Because you know those lights are going to be switched on at 12:30 or so, and it's goodnight Vienna, as they say on Match of the Day. Except at midnight, after the band have packed up and joined the rest of us, the bloke with the disco takes over, and it's, come on, hi-ho, Eileen, show us your silver lining, why don't you? Now, just as I was taking delivery of a large Jameson's and another Guinness at 3 or maybe 4 in the morning, I turned round and was caught by the dread sight of the dropping of the shutters. Oh, no! They're not closing the bar, are they? A passing waiter was clearly professional enough to sense my distress at the prospect of a 16-hour session coming to an end. He told me not to worry, as the bar downstairs would still be open, which is where we found ourselves for some time to come. I might have joined in with rebel songs. I don't really remember if they were sung or not. But if they were, well, I was quite prepared to hate the English too. For our we must cut the cake at 7 petty rules, our day guest, all day guest, you're only a good enough friend to be invited for the evening system of party apartheid that everyone seems to accept without question. And for the shutdown at midnight mentality that, well, certainly existed then in the dark ages before binge drinking was invented. I had photos of the wedding and everything, but having mistaken the camera for 20 Rothmans and opened up the back in search of a fag, well, they didn't really make it off the film. Departure day. Now, apart from trying to figure out how Lucy's hat ended up on the way out of reach Italian Renaissance style statue in reception, well, if I learnt one thing, apart from how to have a good time, it was why the bar was so well stocked with LucasAid, because, oh boy, let me tell you, that's all you need and all you want the next day. That and a fried Ulster kneecap. Thanks to UVF Jeff Palmer for the music, and a word of thanks to Shane and Neil for their continued support.